review Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Vav was today's Daf. So Zak the Mishnah, Shavur Adam Asar Chavis Lechel Him and a Grogros. A person is allowed to break open a barrel to eat the pressed figs that are inside of it. It will eventually scavin lasos kli, as long as he's careful not to make a proper kli, not to make a well formed opening for the utensil. Since the Mishnah specifically speaks about pressed figs, which is an item that you need a knife to eat them, Rav Oshia suggests that our Mishnah only allows handling the knife to open a barrel if you're going to be using the knife for cutting the food anyway, which is in line with Rav Nechemia's opinion about kli shemlach leheter in general. That ain't kli nitel elo l'tashma shemiyuchalo. Person is only allowed to handle the utensil for the primary purpose that it's used for. So only if you're using it anyway for its primary purpose to cut the figs, then you're also allowed to cut open the barrel. But the Rabbanan would argue that a knife can even be used to open a barrel of wine, where the whole purpose of handling the knife is just to open the barrel, which is not its primary purpose, because the Rabbanan hold the kli shemlach leheter can be moved for anything. Rav Nechemia would also forbid using a knife to cut open chosalo shel grogos or shel tamar in baskets of dried figs or dates, because that would be a violation of muktzah to handle the utensil for that purpose. The Rabbanan would allow it. They asked Rav Sheshes whether a person can open a barrel by stabbing the side of it with a spear. The question hinges on whether lepischa kamechavin, your intention is to make a nice opening, which would be aser, or la'ayin yafu kamechavin, you only intend for the contents to pour out easily, which would be mutter. Rav Sheshes paskins that lepischa kamechavin ba'aser, the intention is clearly to make a nice opening, since if he wanted to allow the contents to pour out easily, he would have opened it from the top, and it's therefore aser. The Mishnah said, "Ve'in nokfin magufa shel chavis." According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's usher to make a hole in the seal of a barrel, but the Rabbanan permit it. There is a machlokas amaram, it's the exact case that Rabbi Yehuda and Chum disagree about. Amar Rav Huna machlokas lamala. Rav Huna says they argue about making a hole at the top of the seal, but all agree that minatzad usher. You're not allowed to open it from the side of the seal. Rav Chista amar machlokas minatzad, that they argue about making a hole in the side of the seal, al gaba devrei kalaser. Everyone would agree you cannot make a hole on the top of the seal. Tan Rabbanan, ein nok v'nekev chadosh b'shabbos. The Braisa teaches we're not allowed to make a new hole in a kli on Shabbos, even though it's only asur midaraisa to make a hole that allows things to enter and to exit through them. It's asur to make holes in kelim, since we're afraid that if we allow making holes in kelim, people will come to make holes in chicken coops as well, where it would be asur to make the opening, since it's asur lahachnas lahotzi. It's made to allow air in and thick heavy air out, so we make a gzeira that we're not even allowed to make holes in kelim where it's not lahachnas lahotzi. But when it comes to adding to an existing hole, for that we have machlokas tanaim. Tanakama holds in bala hosif mosif that you can add to an existing hole, since nobody would ever want to add to the hole in the chicken coop, since an oversized hole can allow insects in. The yesham hold that ain mosifin, you cannot add to an existing hole, since you may do this by a chicken coop as well when the original hole wasn't made properly. Rav Nachman Mishum Rav Yochanan paskins like the yesh omrim. Everybody agrees that you can remake an old hole in a barrel if the reason the hole was plugged was to preserve the smell of the wine, but not if it was plugged just to strengthen the barrel itself, to make the kli itself stronger. Machlokas amaraim, how we differentiate between these two types of plugs. How can you tell the purpose just by looking at it? So Rav Chista holds, any plug above the wine level in the barrel is clearly to preserve, and a hole below the wine level is to strengthen the barrel. Rava holds that holes above, both above and below the wine level, are there to preserve the smell of the wine, but holes under the level of the sediment at the very bottom of the barrel are made to strengthen the barrel, because a plug in that part of the barrel would have to be very, very strong. Abaye proves that only the strongest plug would be considered completely closed, from the fact that sealing a door doesn't remove the status of a door with regard to the halachas of dividing space in a chatzar, with regard to the halachas of tumah, unless paratzetz patzimav. The entire doorpost has been completely removed and sealed completely. So you see that it has to be a very strong seal that for it to be considered completely closed. Guvsa, there is a machlokas Rav and Shmuel about putting a hollow reed into a barrel's hole to make a nice spout. Everybody agrees you cannot cut a reed to make a spout on Shabbos. Everybody agrees that if it is already being used as a spout and fell out of the barrel, you can certainly put it back. The only machlokas is if it has been cut but not yet fully trimmed to be sized for a spout. Rav holds it's also to trim because he's worried that you'll come to cut it too, but Shmuel and Rabbi Yoshia hold it's mutter. The Mishnah said, "Vim haisa nukuva lo yitein ala hashava mipnei shu mimareach." If there's a hole in a barrel, you can't smear wax on it since that's a violation of mamareach, which is a told of mamachik, of smoothing. According to one version of Rav's statement, he holds it's even usher to smear thick oil, lest you come to smear wax, but Shmuel holds it's mutter to smear oil. Beisadya Rav Asur Shmuel Shari. Seemingly apropos to none of the previous topics, the Gemara mentions a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel whether somebody can wrap themselves in a moderately textured felt, not too soft, not too hard, very moderately textured, on Shabbos. Rav holds it's usher because mechsi kamasu, it looks like he's carrying something. Shmuel holds it's mutter because it's something he wears, not something he carries. The Gemara concludes, however, that we only thought Rav held it was usher because he once refused to sit on a felt seat, but in reality, Rav held it's really mutter. He only refused to sit there because covered Rav Aseinu, out of deference to Rav Kahana Rav Asi, who didn't have cushions to sit on, so he was uncomfortable sitting on a seat when Rav Kahana Rav Asi went without a seat. And that is the basic chazar of Shabbos Tav Kuf Mem Vav.